The Discipline of Self-Control by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Titus 2:11-12. Self-control isn't really the most popular thing to talk about in Christian circles. It can bring a lot of shame for those who struggle with it and a lot of pride to those who think they have it mastered. Newsflash, they don't. The Bible puts a lot of emphasis on the importance of self-control in a believer's life. For instance, in the book of Proverbs, it says that someone without self-control is in danger of a break-in. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control, Proverbs 25:28. Think of how many other bad things sneak in when our walls of self-control are down. Anger, bitterness, lust, unforgiveness, to name a few. The word also says that having patience is better than being a warrior. Proverbs 16:32 says, "Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city." In our microwave culture today, where we tend to expect everything to be given to us immediately, patience can become a foreign concept. But the scripture links patience directly to self-control. It's hard to have one without the other. So, we agree that self-control is crucial, and we all wish we had more of it. But what do we do about it? Thankfully, the Holy Spirit doesn't leave us alone to figure it out. He does the work of sanctification in us that produces good fruit. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. One of those good fruits is self-control. It goes hand in hand with the others listed, which makes sense. Think how much easier it is to have self-control when you already possess joy, love, and peace. Our theme verse in Titus 2 informs us that the grace of God is what teaches us to say no to sin and to live self-controlled lives. It's not something we pull out of ourselves, but what He works in us. Sometimes we think it's just too hard, or no one would blame me if I binge ate right now. We think we deserve to indulge in this vice or that sin because of what we've been through. We justify our wrong thoughts or motives with, "No one can be expected to withstand this." But 1 Corinthians 10:13 begs to differ. "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so you can endure it." We are truly without excuse. All temptation is common. King Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes that there is nothing new under the sun. Jesus even went through the same temptations as we did, and yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. The Bible promises us that we will be able to withstand temptation through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the Lord working self-control in us. That means we have the ability to change the channel, avert our eyes, put down the second helping of cake, drop the cigarettes or alcohol for good, or leave the room. We can walk away, bite our lip, hold back the mean words, or stop seeking revenge, not because of our best efforts, but because of the Spirit in us, because of God's grace. If you're struggling in this area of your life today, pray for grace. Pray for the Holy Spirit to teach you self-control. Ask Him for that particular fruit in your life, and then trust Him to grow it in you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
2 weeks old. In an iron lung, which is, you know, like a sealed oxygen unit, fighting for my life. I couldn't breathe properly. And apparently I didn't make a sound from the day I was born because my lungs were all messed up.
That's Martin Smith of Delirious sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.